Adana, because today is the disappearance of. Can you pass me the books over there? Some associate Lord Chaitanya. Thanks, Ron. The first one is Bhugarbha Goswami. He found some places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan, in relation with the pastime of Lord Krishna. And his name is Bhugarbha because Bhu significa means earth, and Garbha means like a cave in the mountain. So this devotee meditating Radha Krishna in a cave. So his name is Bhugarbha Goswami. And the other devotee, Sri Kashishvara Pandit, was the bodyguard of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. Bodyguard, it's okay, yes. And he also distributed prasadam after the kirtans of Lord Chaitanya. So if you want more information, you have the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can search in internet, but now we can chant this beautiful song, Janali Premada. Kartals.
Ekakar le kota dela karana tara eka kale kota dela Pashane Kuti Vomana Anale Pashimana Pashane Kuti Vomana Goranga Munera Nidhi Kota Genepa Sangira sangye Koilo vila Sesava sangira sangye Koilo vila Sesangana paya kande naro namoda Sesangana paya kande naro namoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishvapada Paramahamsa Hari Raja Kacharya Sadrasat Sri Srimad Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskon Samstha Bhakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Srimad Bhavatam Ki Jai Samavitta Bhaktarinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, Text Number 13. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. In each of those tracts of land, there are many gardens filled with flowers and fruits according to the season. And there are beautiful decorated eremitage as well. Between the great mountains, demarcating the borders of those lands, lie enormous lakes of clear water filled with newly grown lotus flowers. Aquatic birds such as swans, ducks, water chickens, our cranes become greatly excited by the fragrance of lotus flowers and the charming sound of bumblebees filled there. The inhabitants of those lands are important leaders among the demigods, always attended by their respective servants. They enjoy life in gardens alongside the lakes. In this pleasing situation, the wives of the demigods smile playfully and their husbands and look upon them with lusty desire. All the demigods and their wives are constantly supplied with sandalwood pulp of flowers garlands by their servants. In this way, all the residents of the 8 heavenly varshas enjoy, attracted by the activities of the opposite sex. Purport. Here is a description of the lower heavenly planets. The inhabitants of those planets enjoy life in a pleasing atmosphere of clear lakes filled with newly grown lotus flowers and gardens filled with fruits, flowers, various kinds of birds, and humming bees. In that atmosphere, they enjoy life with their very beautiful wives, who are always sexually stimulated. Nonetheless, they are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as will be explained in the subsequent verses. The inhabitants of this earth also desire such heavenly enjoyment, but when they somehow or other achieve imitation pleasures like sex and intoxication, they completely forget the service of the Supreme Lord. In the heavenly planets, however, although the residents enjoy superior sense gratification, they never forget their positions as eternal servants of the Supreme Being. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurumilitam Vinatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatruvyascha Kripasinduvyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, welcome to this lecture. And I have to give thanks. No, give thanks. It's not the Thanksgiving day, not yet. But I want to give thanks because you are tolerant with my Spanish. And I don't know if you have you ever tried to give a Srimad Bhagavatam class in a foreign language? No? In Spanish, for example? It's very hard. You have to practice a little before. So try to select some words, specific words, and try to create some system. It's very hard. And it's there is a funny book that I found in one college called Smart Grammar. No, Grammar for Smart People. And the topic of the book is if I am smart, why does grammar makes me feel like a dumb or like an idiot? No? But it's difficult to understand and it's difficult to preach in other language. For example, when the gurus or some devotee, not only gurus, but when gurus, they are English speakers, go to Latin countries, they don't have this problem because they always have devotees for translate the classes and the lectures. So they can, they don't have this feeling. But here in this country or in the English countries, you have this problem because today you don't have a devotee to translate in English in the class. And it's very difficult for you. So thanks for the tolerance. Today is a very short purport of Srila Prabhupada. He is talking about demigods. And if you ask me about the if the demigods are in the better position than us, I will tell you that yes, they are in the very position in terms of sense enjoyment. For several reasons, and Srila Prabhupada explains here this reason. But it's important to explain that all the inhabitants of the heavenly planets are not demigods. Some of them are like tourists in the tourist place. Are like tourists. They work hard in some part of their life, and they are enjoy the pleasures for some time. And others of this person, inhabitants of the heavenly planets, are demigods too. But the thing is that they are in a very exalted position in order to enjoy the senses. And because the pleasure that they receive is so big, everybody here in this world wants to experience or have experience with this enjoyment. And it's not necessary to explain too much about this because we have the experience too. At least the majority of the devotees, I don't know, we can not generalize. But we used to try to imitate this enjoyment. For example, intoxication. There is a very famous drink in the heavenly planets, Somarasa. You know this Somarasa? And here, we try to imitate this Somarasa with wine, for example. In Argentina, we are very famous because our wines are, you know, very well known in the world. And the Argentinian people feel proud because they are like French people. French and Argentina are like sisters. They used to have a lot of things in common in the culture. The architecture or the philosophy and different things. But the wine is one of these. And you can spend a lot of money in one bottle of this wine. A lot of money. Like 100? No? Or just one bottle of wine? And then when you open the bottle, you serve a little, smell the wine. The color is good. The texture of this wine is good. You taste a little. Yes, it's incredible wine. And you took all the bottle. You have all the bottle. But the difference with the Somarasa is after take this bottle, in the heavenly planets you don't have headache. But here you have headache. And it's a very sad situation. I don't know have you ever been drunk before? But it starts like sweet and finishes like horrible. This is the experience. If we try to imitate the sex life, it's very difficult too. Yesterday we read about this sex life in the heavenly planets. These people are prepared to have sex or are prepared to have long sessions of sex. Long sessions. And then after, when they are in the last year of their lives, The wives of these heavenly planets are pregnant, but just in the last year of their life. Now the question is, what happened with these children? Because if you have a baby the last year and then you die, what happened with this? And of course there are so many explanations about this, but in the heavenly planets you don't have to grow up. The people that take birth in the heavenly planets take birth automatically with a body, perfect body, to enjoy these pleasures. So you don't have adolescence, you don't have childhood. You are prepared to enjoy. A very nice description. But here in the material world, if we try to imitate that, for example, all the men buy. He thinks that if I take a pill, for example, Viagra. Do you know this pill, Viagra? I'm going to have sex enjoyment for a long, long, long time. But the risk is heart attack. Or a worst situation is that the men or woman spend money in the market of prostitution. Do you know the market of prostitution is terrible in the way of the a lot of men kidnap girls, young girls, and they put in the some kind of market, and it's a very sad business. And all this for obtain 1 hour of pleasure. They spend a lot of money in that. And another thing is, if we're trying to imitate the beauty, for example, of the heavenly planets. Apsaras are very beautiful. The devatas are beautiful too. But here, we cannot obtain that standard of beauty. And for that reason, you have plastic surgery, aesthetic surgery, and anti-age creams or oils. And another thing very interesting is that we're trying to imitate the cleanliness. The demigods have a lot of qualities too, good qualities. And we try to, but if we try to imitate that qualities here, the result is this, that Prabhupada mentioned here. But for example, there is a book called The Hidden Dimension. His Holiness Hanuman Prasad Swami usually mentioned this book. The Hidden Dimension is about sociology. And the author of this book is E.T. Hall, and he is a sociologist too. And the book explains the struggles of the American culture, for example, to avoid the bad smell. And the book talks about different cultures and the meaning of communication between the cultures, the body expressions. You can communicate a lot with your eyes, for example, but and with the smell too. And this very interesting and scientific book talks about this smell. No, people in America try to avoid the bad smell. If you go to an office in downtown, you find cleanliness in the offices. No, very clean office. They spend money in perfumes, are in system of ventilations too. And finally, you start to think, I could live here, no? Because it's a nice place, it's clean. Cleanliness is very attractive. So the people here try to create the atmosphere like in the heavenly planets. But the reality is, at the end of the day, we have to take a shower because it's impossible to create that cleanliness here. You understand? So the result of this type of imitation is that we obtain some kind of amnesia of our relationship with the Lord Krishna, with Lord Krishna. Amnesia. So in this sense, for these reasons, the demigods are superior than us. But then you have Lord Brahma talking about take birth as human being. The contrast of this. So we are not in the worst position. We used to try to obtain the enjoyment of the heavenly planets, but the demigods try to obtain the human body. So there is a situation here. How we can understand this situation? Practically, there is no difference between in terms of qualities with the demigods and human beings. For example, if we analyze the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna encouraged us to develop qualities. Prabhupada mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that if we practice devotional service, we obtain automatically the qualities of the demigods. But the question is, because the qualities are the same for the demigods, for us, which is the reason to develop these qualities? So the thing is not the quality or the qualities, how many qualities you can develop. The reason is the award or the prize that you obtain developing that quality. And that is the reason or the difference between the inhabitants of the heavenly planets and, for example, the common human beings here or the devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, for example, if you develop tolerance, you are eligible to obtain liberation. If you control the senses and you obtain equanimity, you have the opportunity to be free of your karmic reactions. Different awards, no? You can obtain if you develop some qualities. If you, for example, develop determination or develop sense control, you are able to obtain peace. Do you remember the verse, this verse 2:70? For example, a person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. So if you develop some qualities, you are able to obtain a result. But the human being, the person who starts the process of Krishna consciousness, is able to develop qualities without devotional service or in devotional service. And here we have some kind of different point of view. So you are able to develop qualities even if you are not practicing devotional service. We can give some examples of this. For example, Buddhists, no? They are very tolerant. They develop higher levels of equanimity, but they don't practice devotional service, but they have good qualities. So you can develop qualities without devotional service. On the other hand, you have this opinion. If you just engage in devotional service, you develop automatically the qualities of the demigods. But if you think in this way, you can make some mistakes in the relationship with the devotees, for example. I just want to finish with the mission that my spiritual master gave me. So for that, in order to finish with this mission, I don't know how to relation in a proper way with the devotees, for example. Or my behavior is not the proper behavior. And in the other hand, if you try to develop qualities without devotional service, probably you develop vanity. I feel better than others. So the recommendation that Krishna gave us in the Bhagavad Gita is that you must develop qualities, but not for obtain mukti or enjoying the heavenly planets or to obtain liberation of the karmic reactions. You must develop good qualities, because if you develop good qualities, you become very dear to me. You know? Such devotee is very dear to me, Krishna explains in the chapter 12. The same qualities. So the motivation for the devotee is not the heavenly enjoyment, is the try to develop the relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada explained, if you want to be loved, if you want to be seen by Krishna, by God, you have to follow this instruction. You have to try to develop qualities. Even if you are practicing devotional service, you have to try to develop these qualities too. So that is the difference of the heavenly inhabitants of the heavenly planets and us. We are in a superior position in relation with this, no? Because we have the opportunity to develop these qualities for a good cause. The good cause is, yes, obtain the love of Krishna. So that is the difference. So I don't know if you have any question about this verse. It's a short purport or comment.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class and for helping remind us that we've come from a very fallen position to devotional service. My question is based on Madhurya Kadambini, book by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he explains that there's the, I forget the Sanskrit terms, I think it's called the Tathasta Lakshana, and a primary Lakshana and a secondary Lakshana. And the good qualities are considered secondary goals, whereas actually the primary goal is considered surrender to Krishna. And it's described that actually one may possess all these wonderful qualities, but still a devotee who has Sudurachar, but he has surrendered to Krishna, and he's in a higher position. So I was wondering if you could comment on that based on what you were explaining in the class.
Yes. Well, I tried to explain that, for example, in the chapter 12 of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained that if the devotee developed these qualities, you have qualities from the 13th chapter to the 20th chapter, Krishna described qualities, you become very dear to Krishna. No? But of course that the Srila Prabhupada explains here, let me search here. For example, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, no? Lord Brahma said in the chapter, canto 3, chapter 15, Lord Brahma said, my dear demigods, the human form of life is of such importance that we also desire to have such life. For in the human form, one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of life does not understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his abode, it is to be understood that he is very much affected by the influence of external nature. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explained that if we don't develop this behavior, this intention to surrender in Krishna, all the qualities that we have are useless. So yes, the first action is surrender, and after that, all the qualities that we have or we can obtain or develop, they start to have sense, no? They start to have recover the importance, are important. Yes.
I was just thinking that sometimes we generally think that someone with better good qualities is probably a better devotee than someone who has not so many good qualities, you know. But he might have deeper surrender to Krishna. So I was wondering if you could also maybe comment on this a little bit, because I've seen that also. Generally, someone who has these, like the qualities Krishna mentions, if he's having those qualities, and he's generally considered, you know, a better devotee, a more serious devotee. But someone else, he may have exclusive devotion to Krishna, but because of some previous karmic reactions, you know, he's still carrying a lot of, you know, his behavior, his achar is not very good. But he may have deeper devotion to Krishna. I was wondering if you could comment on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if we say that the devotional service is enough to develop qualities, it's not a permit to start to think, okay, I don't need to develop qualities. No? Just chanting Hare Krishna is enough. But we have, for example, in our disciple succession, or even in the contemporary gurus, they encourage us to develop these qualities. Even if we are practice devotional service, we can try to develop some good qualities. For example, you have a very nice book, this Vaishnava Behavior of Satsvarup Maharaj, and that is an example, no, of the importance to develop qualities, even if you are practicing devotional service. And for the people that have good qualities but they are not devotees, they are not in the superior position, because we just read before that even the demigods are in the heavenly planets, they have good qualities, but they, for example, Indra, we have the example of Indra, no? He's a demigod, he has a lot of good qualities, but just because he was proud, just one mistake, no, makes that all the rest of the qualities are not sufficient. I don't know if this okay. Okay. Yes, Raul, you have a commentary or a question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I just was thinking when you were mentioning about this verse explanation that in like my home, every Purnima we observe Satyanarayan Vrata, which is a very powerful Vrata. And in that, I can attest that on Purnima Day or nearby Purnima Day, I've seen many like miracles. And not a miracle like somebody found some money or somebody didn't get hit by lightning or something like that, but learning experiences where, you know, you have the feeling where the air has been sucked out of the room and you have like this pause and like a realization, like, you know, this happened for a certain reason, a learning experience. And I was just reminded of this because you mentioned also in that katha, it says that, you know, any heavenly pleasure can be experienced here on earth by maintaining a dharmic life. So that was really striking to me because as, you know, time moves forward and more devotees come into the movement or have experience with ISKCON, maybe there should be some dialogue about how to not necessarily assimilate, but sort of interface with devotees who are practicing different types of vratas from their lineage, from their you know, families, ancestors, like that, because it could be a very powerful preaching tool, and in some respects, maybe also some sponsorship opportunities for the public to come and, you know, have some programs here. So just, I was putting that out there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Demigods are also devotees of Krishna. And they have been rewarded because they have been devotees, so they have been rewarded with those positions. We are also aspiring to be devotees. So they are enjoying their senses so much, and we are being taught to refrain from sense enjoyment. So why there is this contradiction?
Contradiction. We need to understand before that this situation that the demigods have more sense enjoyment is not an unfair situation, because they have credits. They have, like, when you save in a bank account, you know, your practice, by your practice, by your different things, you have the opportunity to enjoy that pleasures. And yes, the thing is evident, no, the contradiction. In some places, Srila Prabhupada explained in the Shastra that the demigods, because they have so much sense enjoyment, they have this risk, no? They probably cannot remember Krishna. Mm. And in this verse is totally the contradiction. So yes, we can try to understand this topic. And what do you think? You have an answer for this question? Yes. 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 Because to yes, I understand. Because you have different kind of devotees. You have Sakama Karma devotees. You have different mixtures. When you mix devotional service, pure devotional service, with other objectives, you have different colors of devotees, different types, and we can give a practical example with this. For example, in the heavenly planets are devotees, but they are trying to enjoy a little. And for example, here, if we make a festival, you have devotees that are doing service now from the 24 hours now without rest, and you have devotees that just not devotees, maybe new devotees. I'm talking in general. Sometimes you have devotees that they, yes, Lord Jagannath, oh look, there is a devotees there, oh beautiful devotees, or beautiful prasad, nice prasadam here, or this. They just want to enjoy. They are devotees too, but they are in the platform of enjoyment, no? But they are not bad for that reason. They are devotees too, but in different levels. So we can understand that with different categories of the devotee. Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada, in one of the quotes, he says that many of my disciples will go to heavenly planet.
Yes, because the heavenly planet is not the goal, the last goal. Of course, it's like a place, a temporary place, no? Because it's not the last goal. No? Yes, makes sense. Any other question or commentary? We can finish here. Thanks, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.